The next patient is Shirley Schultis. The last name is S-H-U-L-T-I-S. First name is Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. This is a clinical case of an 88-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD, stage 3B, period. On July the 31st of the year 2023, the patient developed a clinical picture of weakness, tiredness, blurred vision, and then chest pain, and decided to go to emergency room, where she was found with urinary tract infection, severe hyperkalemia 6.4, and a bradycardia that was below 40. The patient had a urinary tract infection that was treated with antibiotic therapy. The hyperkalemia was corrected. Once the metoprolol and the infection were corrected, the patient recovered the kidney function. The heart rate went back to normal, and today she comes for a follow-up. The patient is following a renal diet, which is low sodium, low phosphorus, low potassium, a fluid restriction, and she has been feeling rather well. Denies any blurred vision, weakness, or tiredness, and she has recovered the kidney function. In the latest laboratory workup, the estimated GFR was 36, creatinine 1.41, and the potassium was 5. The heart rate is in the 60s, without the evidence of the administration of metoprolol. Period. Number two. There is no evidence of significant proteinuria. Number three, the patient has a blood pressure that is under control, 144 over 75 with a heart rate of 72. Following number, the patient has bilateral renal calcifications that are non-obstructive. Following number, the patient has a history of colonic diverticulitis with perforation, treated with a colectomy and a colostomy in the right lower quadrant that is functioning well. Following number, the patient is with anemia that is most likely associated to iron deficiency. We are going to check the iron stores. We're going to reevaluate this case in about 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital and imaging and consultations, laboratory workup, and compare with the ones in the office. In the face-to-face, we invested 15 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.